O Lord, we give you thanks for the American way of life that we enjoy today. Let us not forget that the rights and privileges we enjoy have blood on them, and that every good gift was bought and paid for in human sacrifice. Today, we honor all who have gone before us and made the supreme sacrifice. We are ever grateful for those who are now serving our country and every part of this world, as they are your instruments of peace and freedom. We pray for the families whose loved ones have given their last full measure of devotion, their very lives, for people who now have the freedom in their homeland. Lord God, on this Memorial Day, be thou our guide in wisdom to our president and government leaders as they lead this nation to create peace throughout our world and nation and community. We humbly ask to protect our nation from external attack and internal decay. Make us all aware, O God, of our responsibility that rests upon us to create peace in our own hearts, in our homes, in our relationships, and with others. Lead us, inspire us, make us your people to become a nation that truly is blessed by you. Amen.
Again, our nation has assembled to honor its heroic dead. 1,000 battles of land, sea, and air echo the glory of their valiant deeds. Under the quiet sod or beneath the murmuring waves, their bodies sleep in peace. But in destinies of veterans, their souls go marching on. Because of them, our lives are free. Because of them, our nation lives. When we recall the things they did, the heroes might seem mighty in our midst. When peril threatened and their country called, with what divine self-sacrifice they left, their paths of peace to spring arms, to make their breast a barricade against the nation's foes. No sorrow for the loved ones left behind could dim the purpose in their souls. No weariness of march and watch could keep them from their heart's desire. No horror of the field or sea or air could beat their courage down. They fought for us. For us they fell. Now with one accord, in deepest reverence, we do them honor. Let us not remember them in anguish. They would not wish our pity. For their sakes also let us not forget the loved ones left behind. Our tears or words of sympathy cannot bring back the comfort of those loving hands or the music of the voices still. Only the solemn pride of having given more than all the rest is their life. But all the world, because of what they gave, is better to them. On this Memorial Day, let us pledge ourselves anew to the patriotic service. Let us make ourselves the friend and brother, son, father, to those who will not see their, again, immortal flesh. Let us grasp with fearless hands the flag so nobly borne before, and, like those others, plant it always in the battlements of righteousness. All who stand with us today, will you consecrate yourselves with us to emulate their sacred service, that those who rest in heroes' graves may not have died in vain. Mr. Carol Miranda, read the Gettysburg Address.
Can you all hear out there? Now you can. Okay. The Gettysburg Address was given November 19, 1863 on the battlefield near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it, far beyond our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, for the people, by the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Address in Flanders Field, Angela Coleman.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly. Scared herd amid the guns below, we are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Response, Susan Bergstein.
Rest ye in peace, ye Flanders dead. The fight that you so bravely led, we've taken up, and we will keep true freedom with you who he sleep, with each a cross to mark his bed, and poppies blowing overhead. Where once his own life blood ran red in Flanders field, hear God that ye have died for naught. The torch you threw to us we caught. 10 million hands will hold it high, and freedom's light will never die. We've learned the lesson that ye taught in Flanders field.
Our guest speaker today, Sergeant Major, Command Sergeant Major retired Roger Beckley. Proudly served his nation in the United States Army with a total of 29 years, 9 months and 1 day of service in the active and reserve components. During his career, he reached the rank of Command Sergeant Major, with his last assignment being the CSM of the 89th Division, RRC Regional Readiness Command. Before assuming that assignment, he served as Command Sergeant Major of the 394th Force Support Battalion in Kuwait and Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2004. Command Sergeant Major Beckley's CSM assignments also included assignments with the 331st Medical Group and the 388th Medical Logistics Battalion. First Sergeant assignments were with Alpha Company, 388th Medlog Battalion, and Delta Troop, 302nd Cavalry. CSM Beckley also served as a senior instructor for the 5th Cavalry Brigade Drill Sergeant School, along with being a participant in the National Drill Sergeant of the Year competition in 1988. He served a tour in Germany and numerous short tours in Iraq and Afghanistan while serving as Division's Sergeant Major. Military decorations include Legion of Merit, Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal, Combat Action Badge, Drill Sergeant Badge, and the Army Physical Fitness Badge, among others. Military education includes the Sergeant Major's Academy of Honors, First Sergeant's Course, Senior Non-Commissioned Officer Course, Advanced Non-Commissioned Officer Course, Master of Fitness School, and other MOS schools throughout his career. CSM Beckley continues to serve his country by being a life member of both the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He served as Department of Kansas ALR Chairman and is the current District 4 Commander. Ladies and gentlemen, Command Sergeant Major Robert Beckley.
Well, I really was kind of shocked when they approached me a while back to speak, because I'm not a real good speaker. But anyway, I said, yeah, I'd gladly do it because of what this holiday means. To all of you who are in attendance on this day of remembrance, I want to thank you. And I am truly thankful and honored to be here today to speak with all of you about what this special day means to so many people in this country. Memorial Day, or Declaration Day, as it was originally called, has different versions. But regardless of the origins of the exact date, one thing is crystal clear. Memorial Day was born out of the Civil War and a desire to honor our dead. On the fifth day of May, 1868, General John Logan, who was the commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, officially proclaimed it in General Order Number 11. Part of the history of Memorial Day will show that in the General Order, the General proclaimed the 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of our comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. Because the day wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle, the general called it the date of Declaration Day. On the first Declaration Day, 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried at Arlington Cemetery while General James Garfield was making a historic speech. New York was the first state to officially recognize the holiday in 1873. It was recognized by all northern states by 1890. Differently, the South refused to acknowledge the day and honored their dead on separate days. This went on until after World War I, when the holiday changed from honoring those who died fighting in the Civil War to honoring Americans who died fighting in any war. In 1951, the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts of St. Louis began placing 150,000 flags on every grave at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, and that still happens today. Red poppies have become associated with Memorial Day, and the Friday before the Memorial Day is National Poppy Day, worn as a remembrance of those that came before us. The red poppy, also known as the remembrance poppy, has been a symbol of lives lost since World War I and play a big part in the history of Memorial Day. Back in some of my first comments, I mentioned General John Logan, and that he had mentioned how the bodies of our heroes lay in cemeteries across our nation. Well, things haven't changed much after all these years, as they are still scattered across not only our beloved land, but now around the world, as well as the heroes that are buried in this cemetery. The sheer number of American patriots buried on foreign soil is mind-boggling when you stop and think about it. There are 25 American military cemeteries located in 10 foreign countries across the world that are the final resting place for approximately 130,000 veterans who sacrificed their lives not only for us, but for the whole world, so that there could be peace of some sorts around the globe. Our men and women who have worn the uniform of one of the military branches of service are buried with honor everywhere in the world, and hopefully they will never ever be forgotten. That brings us to today, as we stand here in Sunset Cemetery on these hallowed grounds of all that came before us, some making the ultimate sacrifice while serving, and others later in life, but all having the same title, Defenders of Freedom. And I'm sure that most of them were very proud of their service and would gladly have done it again. Many of them are heroes, some with stories, and some with none. But we all know they had a story because they served. They sacrificed for all of us. You and I, they did it for us. Many were known to be heroes. Others kept them stories to themselves and never shared with anyone. War and battle affects everyone different. Some talk about it. Many don't. Some can clear their heads, and some can't. And some of those end up taking those thoughts, and in some cases, the demons with them. Today, there are many of those such heroes in Sunset. But today, I'm going to talk about one such individual. His name is John H. Callahan, and he died in 1914. That was a lot of years ago, and I do not know if he would still have any family members left in this area who might still come around and visit him occasionally. But my guess is probably not. So maybe we should seek him out today and pay a visit while here in Sunset and just say thank you. And you are probably all wondering who this person is. John H. Callahan was born in Shelby County, Kentucky on 25 January 1845 and died in Manhattan, Kansas on the 13th of March, 1914. John served in the United States Army during the Civil War and was a private with Bravo Company, 122nd Illinois Volunteer Infantry Regiment, serving from August 1862 to July 1865. He served with honor and distinction during the Battle of Fort Blakely, Alabama, from April 2nd through April 9th. Interesting that the end of that battle on April 9th was also the day that General Lee surrendered the Southern Army to General Grant, the commander of the Union Army, hence making the surrender of the Confederates at Fort Blakely the last major battle of the Civil War. How does this important event tie into Private John H. Callahan? Well, he just so happened to win the Congressional Medal of Honor on the last day from that engagement. On the last day of the battle, on the last day of the Civil War, which in itself is truly amazing. And the citation for his Medal of Honor reads as follows. The President of the United States of America, in the name of Congress, takes pleasure in presenting the Medal of Honor to Private John H. Callahan, United States Army, for extraordinary heroism on 9 April 1865 while serving with Company B, 122nd Illinois Infantry, in action at Fort Blakely, Alabama, for capture of flag. So all I ask for you folks today on this day that we remember is as you leave today, look around at all the flags on these little graves and in the cemetery, find a veteran, find a hero along the way, and just stop for just a minute. Say that person's name, tell them hello, and thank them for their service. Because remember them. Always remember them, because we are who we are because of them. Again, it was truly an honor to be able to speak to all of you today at this special event. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone that's here. Thank you very much. Have a God blessed day.
Thank you, Roger. Memorial tribute to deceased veterans, Bruce Bell.
Let us today, who breathe the final sweetness of May, bring the enriched bay for those who trod the sacrificial way. Of sacred sod and on endured dust, thus would we keep our trust. Our trust, which is remembrance and the just tribute to those who fought and found their God. Revolutionary War. A silent bivouac of the dead, we say, while on the low green mound we lay our flowers, and with soft tread we make our reverent way, past where each seems to sleep away the hours. World of War of 1812. A silent bivouac, nay, they sleep not here, they have passed on, and gleaming bright ahead their campfires on yon heights of truth appear, lighting the way that coming feet will tread. Mexican War. Their shot-torn flags still wave upon the air, there where some heroic deed is done, and echoing loud their shout still ringeth, where some new fields await by brave hearts to be won. Civil War. The brave die never, though they sleep in dust. Their courage nerves a thousand men who seize and carry on the sacred trust and win their noble victories ere again. Spanish-American War. Their graves are the cradles of the purpose high that led them on their weary march, and through the battles where the dying do not die, live forever in the deeds they do. World War One. And from these cradles rise the coming years, the dead souls resurrected still to keep the memory of those times of blood and tears, and carry on the work of those who sleep. World War II. And thus the silent bivouac of the dead finds voice and thrills with throbbing life today. And we who softly by their green tents tread will hear and heed the humble words they say. Korean War. Like the fierce northern hurricane that sweeps his great plateau, flushed with triumph yet to gain, came down the side foe. They who heard the thunder of the fray break over the field beneath knew well what the watchword of the dead was: victory or death. Vietnam. Ye gallant sons of Vietnam, we keep this faith for those who die. Let heads of nations bow in prayer until their glory lights the sky. Grenada, Lebanon. Instantly something touched my hand and led me into a promised land. But remember, truth, for all mankind, it was you, soldier of courage. We served, we fell, worry not, for all is well. Pictures we leave for you to see, eternity now has set us free. Panama. Beneath wings of angels we rest, we soar. The light of day we see no more. Into God's hand we've come to stay. Think of us, we're only just away. Desert Storm. If there be a tyrant, O pamper him not. Let this storm in the desert be not forgot. Our mission was for freedom. Theirs was the land, but our life's blood for living remains sunk in their sand. Buried at sea. When the last voyage is ended, and the last sail is furled, and the last blast is withered, and the last bolt is hurled, and there cometh no more the sound of the oar. Sailor, sleep well. War against terrorism. The terrorist is a shadowy figure with heart filled with hate, without scruples, mercy, or compromise. The war seems endless and without form. Our brave men and women fight for us all, willing to give that last full measure of devotion in the service of freedom. To the unknown soldier, because you passed and now are not, because in some remote day your sacred dust from the doubtful spot was blown with ancient airs away. Because you perished, must men say, your deeds were not, and so profane, your life with that cold burden, the deeds you wrought were not in vain. Your story stirs the perils play, and men forget this sorry lot, the cares of cities gray. While yet beset in homelier fray, they learn from you the lesson plan, that life may go on, but honor stay. The deeds you wrought are not in vain. Heroes of old, we humbly lay the laurels on your grave again. Whatever men have done, men may say that deeds were wrought. You wrought are not in vain. Our prayers, yea, let us lift them. Those that sleep have won the last conflict, gained the crown, leaving us warriors of their heritage. Be our beseechment, then, that we may keep the land for which they bled, loyal and laurel dead, unsullied as their courage, a white light of peace and purity in all men's sight for the unfolding age. Thank you for coming.
Let us stand with bowed heads in solemn memory of our heroic dead. Captain.
Creator God, in a spirit of community, we pause to remember lives lost and lives forever changed in war. May we also remember your great love for us, and that there is no greater demonstration of love than to lay down one's life for another. Grant that our reflections today honor those who made that choice, as well as the many more willing to do so if called upon. To honor their legacy, we commit ourselves to be more vigilant in our love for others, for our nation, in the cause of freedom, justice, and peace throughout the world. Amen.